Oh my, my, it is a beautiful day. There's still that, it was 91 degrees yesterday having lunch out in the loading dock area where they have their famous tri-tip barbecue trailer going. You can actually get the entire tri-tip. I usually buy one and bring it home, and it lasts 3 or 4 days. It's a $30 cooked meal you'll ever have. Here at the Tucson Convention Center. So having lunch out in the shade yesterday, reached 91, and I can live with 91 while the mornings are like this. There's a nice little nip in the air while driving around, getting things ready for the broadcast this morning, and there's just a certain amount of freshness, and it feels like a spring. And speaking of spring, in the 8 o'clock hour when we're talking landscape and gardening, we'll have two special guests today. We have Tony Serra of the Magic Garden. Here at 22nd Street and Pantano will be our garden host, but we're also going to be visiting with Chris Wellborn of Ascente Landscaping in Prescott, talking about all the color and blooms that are going on in the Prescott area, higher elevations, 5,000 feet and above, and the fertilizing that is going to be required for plants recovering from the winter's frost. But we've got another guest with us right now who's joining us, the director of the Saba Home and Patio event. Noelle, good morning.
Good morning.
So this 7 o'clock hour, I was talking when we opened the broadcast, it's Phoenix and Sedona right now, carry it. But I can't tell you how many people came by the booth yesterday and say, well, we're streaming now on internet. We listen to the 7 o'clock hour streaming out of Phoenix or Sedona, and then we switch over to KNST when it comes on the radio. So we're speaking to both, to the entire state right now. What, start with a little bit of history of the Saba Home Show.
Yeah, so the Saba Home Show is actually going into its 43rd year now. So it's been around for quite a long time. So it definitely is a fixture here in the Tucson community.
And it has always been at the convention center?
I don't believe
so. This building
so.
Doesn't look 43 years old.
No. It isn't. So, and that's a good question. I probably should do a little more of my own history research to find out exactly where the first one started out. But it's been at the TCC for quite some time now. And
at least 12 years. That's how long we've been on KNST, and it's been here since we started broadcasting in
definitely.
Tucson.
Definitely. It's been around a lot longer than that.
And the tri-tip guys, what's the name of that barbecue place?
Well, we have a new one this time. So this is a new one. We've had a different one in the past, so this is a new one we're trying out this time. And
he said he went through 600 pounds on Friday.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's a lot of meat.
Oh, man. The ranchers around the area have got to love the
exactly.
Saba Home Show.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is when you get in line to get the tri-tip because it's good, you end up realizing how much, you're going to smell like that meat. So when you get home and you have pets, they really like it.
Well, I always take a tri-tip home with me. And that first half hour when you put it in the truck with you and you start driving home, that's a very, very hard half hour to get through. You usually have to eat before you get in the truck.
Exactly.
Keep smelling that on the drive. There's always something in addition to home improvement going on, and it's usually over in the arena area. And I saw it was open, and I saw people going back there, but I haven't made it that far yet. Well, it's hard to leave your booth area when you're an exhibitor as well. People want to come. There's the booth. Well, where are they? I'm here to talk to these guys.
Yeah, so there is a lot of things you can do here. If you're sitting there going, hey, I've got a house that doesn't need any more home improvement projects. I've completed them all, or I don't need any right now. The home show has a lot of other things for people. If you are really into pets, we've got an entire pet-focused area in the arena sponsored by Central Pet. They're one of our major sponsors. They've got pet-related products. They've got dog trainers there. They've got different sessions throughout the entire weekend on just a variety of topics, not just for, your dogs. They've got things about snake avoidance, that type of topics as well. We've got reptiles here for people to see. We've got animal experts. As well, we've got boats in there, trucks. We've got scuba. So we have desert divers in the arena. And the really cool part is you can get into the pool with what's called a dry suit. So you can be fully clothed, put on this dry suit, and you can actually have experts show you how to try scuba for the first time.
Outstanding. And it's very family friendly. There's a lot of strollers here when you walk around. People are bringing, there's you could see grandma, son, grandson. I mean, just all over the
floor. You can. And actually today is a really good day if you've got kids to come down. Home Depot is going to be doing their famous kids craft. So every Saturday of the home show, Home Depot's down here doing a kids craft at 1:30. They've always got some project with hammers going with the little kids, and they're making something that they can take home with them.
And what about your past? I've read your bio on Saba's home show, so reading it, I thought, well, you're from Tucson, but you mentioned yesterday you went to Apollo High School, and I know it's on Northern because I pass it Saturday mornings when we broadcast at KTAR. Northern actually is a parkway now almost to the 101. So I take the 303 to Northern Parkway, and at the 101, I just surface streets to 16. I passed Apollo.
Yeah, that's crazy because when I grew up on, 45th Avenue in Peoria was my stomping grounds. There was not much further west of that. It was straight up cotton fields and a lot of farming. And so it's just grown so much over the years. You know, when I go back up to Phoenix, it amazes me how far west and east and south and north, all of it is gone. But, so I did grow up my years in Phoenix.
And what brought you to Tucson?
The University of Arizona. I actually came down here to run track for the university and go to school. And after that, had just been in the community for a while and stayed down here. And my parents were still up in Phoenix, but I stayed down in Tucson.
And you're now the director of the Saba Home Show?
I am. So it was just a good mesh. I had started out doing events for the University of Arizona, big, large events. And then I got into the home building industry and worked for a couple of big home builders. And then this opportunity came up, and it just meshed kind of the two things, the event planning and home building industry.
And we have something on our show regularly called the Arizona Staycation, where we encourage people to travel locally in the state. And they can go pick up a test vehicle from Sanderson Ford and drive it to whatever location they want. So we've had people take the F-150 Platinums. We've had people take Mustangs. And some of them are much more practical. They'll take the Focus or the Fiesta, something economy-wise, because that may be the next vehicle that they buy. I think I would be too tempted to get the biggest, baddest, fastest thing they have. Which is why I'm not allowed to enter the contest myself. But then they go somewhere in Arizona and they stay with your family. And your daughter's in volleyball. Y'all do a lot of traveling. What's your favorite Arizona staycation? Do y'all have one?
You know, that's funny. Because I'm going so nonstop, sometimes my favorite Arizona staycation is just going. And we've done this before. We've just booked here in Tucson and in Phoenix before, just the local resort, like the Tucson El Conquistador or Star Pass Resort. And we've just stayed there all weekend by the pool, getting food and drinks and letting somebody else bring us the food by the pool. And
it's a short drive home when the weekend's over.
Yeah. And we've stayed at La Paloma before. They have kind of a swim up, a little bar area where you can get the kids drinks and you drinks and, just relax. So to be quite honest, that's probably one of my most favorite is to just hit up some of the resorts in different parts of the state.
And what's the one with the swim up that you were just mentioning?
La Paloma.
La Paloma. Where is that?
That's right up on, the name changes, but it goes on Skyline. And it's past Campbell, a little bit further east of Campbell and Skyline.
Have you ever been to Divino Wine Cigar and Gourmet Shop at the Five Palms Steak and Seafood?
No.
I haven't either. I got a $50 gift certificate. iHeartMedia here in Tucson, our KNST affiliate, gave Rosie on the house. So I was going to swing by there, use the gift card, and then our vendors that were here, distribute whatever I found. I wasn't able to make it there. But
yeah.
I mean, doesn't that just sound like it's killer? Divino.
I know, and I had an event that I just wasn't able to go to at the Five Palms because I wanted to check it out, and it was a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't go.
Yeah, well, I'll have to make a point to – I don't have a broadcast on Sunday, so hopefully this afternoon I can swing over there and check it out. The picture looks incredible. If you've been there firsthand and you have a favorite, let us know at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It looks like we do have Glenn on hold who wants to join the conversation. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I heard you talking with your guest about the Saba Convention's been going on for 43 years, and then you mentioned about how old is the Tucson Convention Center? Well, I attended a convention there in the summer of 1974, which I believe it was kind of new then. So you add, that's 41 years ago.
And how, do you remember what the convention was?
I sure do. It was a Bible convention, and the religious organization I belong to still has conventions there.
Is it Promise Keepers?
It was a Watchtower convention.
Okay.
And it was July of 1974, so that's 41 years ago. Now, I don't know when exactly the Tucson Convention Center was built, but I know it was there in July of 74. So that's a long time ago. I'm a young senior citizen, and I remember it's a very nice building. It's air-conditioned, and the Watchtower still has conventions there because the arenas in the Phoenix area, we have an annual three-day convention every summer, and the arenas in the Phoenix area, for some reason, the Watchtower organization chooses the Tucson Convention Center for the entire state. So pretty much. I mean, we've had a few conventions in the Coliseum on McDowell Road, but and one or two downtown, and then
well,
we had a couple.
Glenn, we appreciate it. We can do a lot here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. The first time I was ever here at the convention center, Dad brought my brother and I couldn't have been 10 years old. It was a Promise Keepers event. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I remember, and I think about it every time I load in, when I'm backing the trailer down, they had these semi-trucks with these packaged lunches. And you started at the far east end, and you walked west, and you just passed the semi and grabbed your lunch, and you went and found someplace. But, I mean, shoulder to shoulder, that whole stretch, just filled with guys. And that's when I really appreciated Mom's cooking.
Definitely.